This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Can you give yourself to Him? Can you present yourself? Present yourself. For you have come to Mount Zion, where there is deliverance. There's a cloud of glory right here tonight. It is time to come to a point where you say, if I perish, I perish. There's a moving train of revival. If you will give Him half a chance, you will see what can come out of you. The Lord is calling you. The Lord is calling me. The Lord is calling us. It's a life of overcoming, a life of victory. And then bring the scotty under the bar. We break loose from every limitation. We break loose from every limitation. From our lineages, from our bloodline, whatever has limited us. I can't be under Sotia Kunya Kabandia Sutaya. Attack on the Satwan. Makoria Kabaradia Sakotia Tataya. Aya! Aya! The Lord is already moving in our midst. Removing things from people. Even anointing your lips. Anointing your order. Tonight, the Lord is already sharing His bread. He's sharing bread. He said, eat. For the journey is far. Campaign those, Catilia, Bredos, Yatataya. I see a great awakening of women rising from the east, rising from the north, rising from the middle belt, rising from Africa. And to take it here, Tatai. I will not remain in the sheepfold. I will not remain in the shore. I'll pay to your tie. I put my hand upon the floor and I will not turn back. I have come, oh God. Deliver me. For my generation, deliver me, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Choco, God. shocha ai ajo wake o mena shaju wake o ajo wake o mena shaju wake o ajo wacho ko ajo kebili chocha o ajo wacho ko ajo kebili chocha ajo ajo wake o mena shaju wake o for you to be here. There is hope for you. He said there are some of you that are coming in on the 11th hour. He said, but he is. He will still strengthen your hand. It is not late. He said it's better to be late than even the 11th hour. Some of you feel, I cannot be delivered. I cannot do anything for the Lord because my vessel is unclean. He said even at the 11th hour, if you will give yourself to him, he will still use you. Aye, kaiya. What a merciful God. What a merciful God that we serve. Shata kabraka baba bye. Jesus. The sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. And we say, Lord, fill us up. Fill us up, oh God, with your water. Fill us with your river. For overflowing to overflowing. This is what we ask, oh God. That you will indeed prepare you a vessel unto honor. Prepare you a vessel unto honor. We come empty. All that we have ever known, all that we have ever lived for, we keep it at your feet. We submit at your feet and we say, come upon us, come upon us, come and brood upon us, brood upon us, brood upon us. Yes, there's a brooding, there's a brooding. A brooding. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. It's a river just came in there. Ay, 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 ay. Long when it falls, long when it's sorry.
Gave the command, and the women that published it are a mighty army. The Lord has given us a command in these last days. He says, come join the labors of the last days. He's strengthening us already. Some of you came here weak, battered, broken. I know you can already sense the arrangement of the Holy Spirit in your life right now. He's putting the broken pieces together. He's mending vessels. Mending vessels. Oh, the mender is here. The mender is here. The mender is here. Ka ba 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 ba. Ikadana na be ikabayada badadai. Jakamara dadiai. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We give you glory. Thank you for the work you're already doing in the midst of your people, in the midst of your women. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have worshipped. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is already doing a work. Stay focused, because at any part of this conference, he will come in. He will barge in. It is his house. And we will give him the right of way. Thank you, Father. Please, you may have your seat. Thank you, Father. The Lord is using women these last days. But of course, you have to first rescue you from distractions. Rescue you from the things that limit you. The lies that Satan have said to you. He has to rescue you first from the troubles and give you his heart. That's the only way we can advance. Because the Lord said, the word of God says that in this life, in this world, we will have troubles. We will have troubles. So some of it might not totally disappear as we want it to. But there's something that God will do to you that will make you unbreakable, that will make you unshakable, that will make you roar indeed, like that lioness you are meant to be. Because so many of us, we have lost our voices. We have lost the roar. And he's giving it back to us right here. Thank you, Jesus. You see, women were the first evangelists when Jesus died. They were the first to welcome him from the dead. And they are the ones he sent to go back to tell the people he's alive. That work has not ended. It has not ended. It has only begun. Because the moment you sign up, it has begun with you. And I know that God has brought so many women from everywhere to come and be strengthened. To begin, and for those who are already in it, to strengthen you the more, to do more. Hallelujah. Indeed, are women not special? Imagine a world without women. It's unimaginable. Let me not say anything. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I take my text from Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. What I'm here to do tonight is to just define for you what the kingdom is. What the kingdom concept is all about. Other speakers will come and tell you how to advance it. But tonight, my assignment is a foundational assignment. I'm just going to tell you what the kingdom is. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added to you." What does this mean? It means seeking God's kingdom first is the pathway of miracles. Because you will add other things. Those are the miracles that come. The miracle of marriage, the miracle of children, the miracle of good health. Hallelujah. The miracle of prosperity. They will come after you have sought his kingdom. So putting God's kingdom first is the first step on the pathway of God's miracles. And you cannot walk on this pathway unless determining first his will. What is his will? His purpose. Thank God the little girl was asking the question. It's a question many people ask. His will, his purpose, and glory is your first priority as you pursue his call on your life. So first is his will. Second, his purpose and his glory. These three. For you to be able to do this, you must first of all turn to his word. Hallelujah. Because his word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. He's the one who will direct you on what his will is. On what his purpose is in your life. That call. What is it? It is through his word. The living word. The living word. Jesus himself. The word of God. It is through that. His word, which is the atmosphere in which you may understand his will, is the atmosphere in which you understand his will. Recognize his ways and hear the voice of Spirit. You cannot do without the voice of the Spirit in these days. No. You know, when Jesus died, he ascended unto heaven. And then the Lord sent forth his rod of fire. That rod was the Holy Ghost who came to the earth because Jesus ascended. He said he will not leave you comfortless. So he sent the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, is the one who will gather everything unto him. So you see, the Holy Ghost has the assignment of the last days. Without him, there's no... What are you? Which kingdom are you advancing? Because he's the one that will guide you. When you are battered, he's the one that will comfort you to make you stand on your feet again. You need him. You need him. Psalms 119 verse 18 says, "Open my eyes. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your laws." The word of God is that light. That's the first thing. The second thing is we must watch for the little signs. The little signs. Little signs and symbols. Along the way as we go on this journey. His voice might not be in the great wind. It might not be in the earthquake, the loud sounding things. No. You see, the kingdom of God, this voice rather is in a still, small voice. That's why you must quieten every distraction. Because it's a still, small voice. It is when you stand still that you can hear that voice. But as long as you are distracted and you are hearing so much noise is around you like it's happening in our day and time, everywhere on social media, you turn here, you hear this, you turn here, you open the news, you put on the news, you all kinds of distraction, fear, so many. So it's in this still small voice. You see, the kingdom, as great and mighty it is mostly in the small, unseemingly insignificant things or events that ultimately determine our destiny. That still voice that told you that day that you came, someone invited you to church, and that still small voice, when they called for altar call, it says, "Go, my daughter, go." It just said softly, you heard it in your ears. And you just took that bold step of faith and came out. That day was the beginning of the journey to a great destiny in God. It's in the small, thin voice. Looking at Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, it says, if you don't know what the kingdom of God is, because it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, right? So, and then his righteousness and every other thing will be added. So, but if you don't know what the kingdom of God is, how will you be able to seek it? If you don't know, you must know what the kingdom of God is. If you don't know what it is, how can you seek it? If you don't seek it, then he says, nothing shall be added. So it's very important that we know what the kingdom of God is and we seek it. The seek it is the journey in him. Seeking to love him more. Seeking to know more of his will in your life. Seeking to know the things that cause him pleasure. To know the things that cause him pain so that you can avoid it. It is in those things that these miracles will be added unto you. If you don't seek and find it, how can you advance it? You can't. You'll be wasting your time saying, I came to advance the kingdom. You're not seeking it. You don't know it. You can't seek it. How can you advance it? Definition of kingdom of God. What is the definition of kingdom? What's that kingdom concept? You see, the Bible is all about a kingdom. It is all about a kingdom. The kingdom concept is the idea. It's God's idea. It's the idea God invented when he produced this concept. When he first created the heavens and the earth. When he created the heaven and the earth, this is when he produced this concept of kingdom. God is the first king. The Bible calls him the Ancient of Days. He's the first king. Above every other king, above every other lord, above every other god, he exists first. So he is the ancient one, the oldest king in existence. That is who he is. See, that's the God you serve. Some of you are afraid of Mbasav, this one, that one, this. But I'm telling you that he is the greatest king and the oldest king in existence before all these things. And he rules over them. He's called the King of Glory. The King of Glory. It's like when they say the King of Tivland. He is the King of Glory. Where is glory? What's glory? He's called the King of Glory, which is an invisible country called heaven. The King of Heaven. He is the King of Glory. This same king, he wanted to extend his kingdom, hallelujah, beyond heaven. He wanted to extend his kingdom beyond heaven. So he created the physical universe where we see and call the earth today. He wanted an extension of what? His kingdom. And so he created the heavens and the earth to extend his kingdom. All kingdoms want expansion. Yes. If he's given to the thief king now, and he has the authority to take more kingdoms, he would like it. Everybody wants to extend their kingdom, want to extend their culture, want to extend and gain more, isn't it? Hallelujah. So all kingdom wants expansion. Even the kingdom of darkness always also wants to project expansion. Is that not it? We see it the way the darkness is growing. The way he said there will be gross darkness. There was an expansion of the kingdom of darkness. God is not only the first king, but he produced children. Hallelujah. So that they can be kings over the earth. So he wanted to extend his rule. He wanted to extend his kingdom. He now created the heavens and the earth. And then he put what? He put children to expand it. So he not only became a king through creation of the invisible world, but he became the king of kings. Who are the kings? Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when we are singing that song, he is the king of kings. He is the Lord of lords. His name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. He is the king of kings. So he's the king of kings. He's Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Became the king of kings. And who are his children? So we are kings. Me and you. We are kings. In this physical realm of earth. And he is our king. Making him the what? King of kings. And so he established the first kingdom. Hallelujah. And who is in the center of this kingdom? In every kingdom, there's someone who is in the center, who rules. It is the king. Hallelujah. And so therefore you must seek this king who is in the midst of the kingdom, is the center of the kingdom. We must seek it. This is what the scripture says in Matthew chapter 6:33. He is in the midst of a kingdom. And all kingdoms have kings and have lords. All kingdoms have what? Constitutions. They have laws, right? Is there no law in Benue State? Is there no law in Nigeria? Okay. So this kingdom of our God, this kingdom of our king, also has what? Constitutions. And they have, you must, the kingdom, every kingdom must have a code of conduct. How it should run. How the people should be. Hallelujah. It must have laws to direct how the kingdom should work. If not, without laws, everywhere will be in chaos. So what is God's priority really? When we're talking of God's priority, what's his priority? God's priority was actually Jesus' priority. It was Jesus' priority. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 25, can you open that for me quickly? So therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Go on. Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, and rather they gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. And ye not much? Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to your stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, whether do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these? Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? I want you to move to where our Father, who art in the prayer. Okay. Say, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto him, unto you. No, you're not getting my scripture. Let me open it myself. Matthew chapter 6. Okay, it was verse 5 I was actually looking for. He said, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen by men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest. When he says, don't pray like the hypocrites. All these things that we're saying, even the birds of the air, they don't pray to God for food. They don't pray for raiment. The grass, they don't pray for raiment. No. He said those kind of prayer are a prayer of the heathen. It's not supposed to be our prayer. Hallelujah. But he said, when ye pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be ye not therefore like unto them. Okay, let's go to. He said, pray in this manner. Verse 9. He said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy what? Thy kingdom come. Thy. Did you see that? He said, don't pray like these people, the way they pray. Praying for bread, praying for all this. But this is what you should pray. This is it. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Hallelujah. Don't you think when you're praying this way, you are praying what was the priority of Jesus, which is what is God's priority, to expand his kingdom? That means you are praying in line with his will, because that is what he wills, that there's an expansion of his kingdom from heaven to here on earth. So this is how we should pray. Praise the Lord. And what does it mean? It means that we should spend the rest of our life seeking his kingdom, studying it, exploring it. You have come into the kingdom. You've given your life to Christ. You have come into the culture of the kingdom. Okay, how does things work in this kingdom? What are the laws that are guides us in this kingdom? What are the cultures that are in this kingdom? Those are the things we should be exploring so that we'll be able to advance it. If we don't explore those things, we cannot advance it. Hallelujah. Studying it, exploring it, relating with it. Because it is not vague. The kingdom of God is not vague. It's living. Hallelujah. It is not vague. Just as God is not vague. For the fact that you don't see him does not mean he does not exist. You see him in everything that is happening, even right here on the earth. In everything. He's there. To prove that he lives. And he is in existence. The second one is to seek righteousness. Hallelujah. Seek ye first kingdom of God and his righteousness. These two things, they go together. Oh, you cannot seek his kingdom without his righteousness. No, it doesn't work. No, you cannot be on fire for God without his righteousness. You might be a fiery tongue believer or tongue speaking believer, full of fire and tongues, but without this righteousness, seeking his righteousness, it's a waste of time. you cannot advance his kingdom. Hallelujah. And this seeking righteousness, this word righteousness, is not a religious word. No. It's not a religious word. To be righteous means to be rightly positioned with the authority of God. That's what righteousness means. With the authority of God. And Christians, as Christians, we are to seek to stay in line. When we come into his kingdom, we are to seek to stay in line with him. In line with his government, with his rulership. We are to seek to stand in line with this thing. That is what it means to be righteous. Standing in line with his government. That is what righteousness is. It's not a religious word. It's not in the way you look, the way what you dress, what you eat, what enters into you. No. It is beyond that. Stay positioned. Stay in position properly. Staying in line with the laws of the kingdom and everything you need. He said it will be added. These are the core. The core of the kingdom is to seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Then every other thing. Here is someone who says, but I've been seeking his kingdom now. How? In what ways? Have you been following his own culture? Because kingdom has his own culture. Have you been following his culture? Have you been following his way? Are you in line with the master's voice? Because sometimes we fight the voice. In fact, when the Holy Spirit speaks, when God speaks to us, we fight him. Like, no, I can't do this. And no, I cannot. They are calling you. Maybe they are posting everybody to, pastors are being sent to America, to New Orleans and all that. Hallelujah. And they send you to Obadibo. Say, Kai, no. Say, God forbid, bad thing. But that is where he's sending you to. It means he needs a representative in Obadibo. And then he has seen you that you are able to handle that place, that atmosphere, to bring his glory to that place. You might not ultimately remain there forever, but you see, your calendar is in the hand of God. Your processes is in the hand of God. The times and your seasons are in the hand of God. So it is about following his voice. Where he sends you, you go there. You must have this heart disposition of a laborer. That is what God calls us, isn't it? A laborer, his laborers, he has got you. See, go to this field. Some say, Mbano, I can't go to that field though. I'm not meant for Badibo. I am meant for the United States of America. You will go where God did not send you. Then you will suffer the suffer that he did not program for you, because you are in the wrong place at the wrong time. Praise the Lord. Stay in line with him. Then all these things will be added. John chapter 4, verse 17. This John chapter 4, verse 17 is the most powerful message Jesus preached. Is the most powerful message of Jesus. Say, change the way you think. Say, the women answered and said, I have no. Is that what I said? John 14, right? No, I'm mixing it up. No, it's about the kingdom of God suffers violence. Maybe I was nervous when I was writing these things. My body was shaking. Jesus, have mercy. Okay, what does that say? Yes. He said, and from the days of... No, it's not this. I got it in another version which says, it says, change the way you think. Let your mindset be changed. Okay, it is. Okay, it is. Matthew 11:12. It says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. What is he saying to us? He's saying, change the way you think. Change the way you think, the way you process things. Let your mindset, you see this thing called mindset, it has a lot to do with either hindering us or moving us forward. Some of us, we hold on to that mindset we have that is not even in alignment with what God is saying. It's not in alignment with his, what he's saying, with his word. He said, change the way you think. For the kingdom of God has returned to the earth. I didn't write the particular version of scripture, but this was what I found in the particular version. Change the way you think. It's a different mindset. The way you are thinking before is different too. The way we are seeing this kingdom, safe, is different. It's like, God's idea about kingdom is different. All we have always heard is, give your life to Christ so that you will make heaven. That's what we thought is the kingdom of God, actually. That's not the kingdom of God. So we always use it as an evangelistic tool. Give your life to Christ. If you don't, you go to hell. That's not what it is. Change your mindset. Change the way you think. For God, the kingdom of God has returned to the earth. It has returned to the earth. That means it's not just about heaven. No. It has come into the earth. It is ruling in the earth. Its cultures have come to the earth. It is advancing in the earth. That is what the kingdom of God is. It's advancing in the earth. How do you seek the kingdom? You have to get to the king first. Because the center of the kingdom is a person and not an organization. The center of the kingdom is not RCN. No. It's not an organization. It's not a church. The center of the kingdom is Christ. It's a person. Not a team. Not an organization. The center of Christianity is King Jesus. And we must always have that behind our minds. The center of the kingdom is not Apostle Armie Osai. It's not Mrs. Dina Osai. It's not you. It is King Jesus. That is the focus. That is the center. Who is in the center of this? The kingdom is the governing influence of a king over his territory, impacting it with his will, his purpose, and his intention. In Psalms 24:1-2, says, the earth is the Lord's, and everything in it. Where are you running to? The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all its people. He said it belongs to him. Does it belong to Azor? Does it belong to Apostle Aram Yosai? Does it belong to me? Does it belong to you? He said the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all its people belong to him. Hallelujah. He's the one who is to cut and give. He said, you, man this place. You, man this place. You, man Ogbadibo. Maybe there's something about Ogbadibo that God must deliver. Okay, our pastor is from Ogbadibo. Hallelujah. It's a blessed place. for these great men to come out from that place, then you know that God is working great things there. Hallelujah. The kingdom is impacted and affected by the mind of the king, not a legislation of a group of people. No, he said all of it belongs to him. The people inside too belong to him. Amen. That's why we pray, thy will be done. Because it is all his own. It's him that knows how this world should run. It's him that knows what he wants to do on the earth. And so if he has put us here, they can't just... Sister Ivy, if Apostle gives you a message, now you just say, Ivy, I need you to go to... Before I finish, but just start running. Oh yeah? I need you to go to... Ivy, be going. Ivy. He's the one who will give you the assignment. If you don't stop to hear, you're just running. You're not hearing anything. You have not even heard the assignment. He's the one. His will. You need to know his will before you run there. What is he seeking me to go and do there? What is he doing in Benue State now? That should be our prayer. What are you doing here? What is your will? We are stationed here. Now I'm in Benue State. That means everything about me, there's a reason, God, why you planted me here. How about I came from the West. And I'm here now. My husband is not even from Benue State. So what are we doing here? There's a reason. A time came, such a time as this, that he has planted us for a certain reason. What is your will? Why am I here? Before we even start running, that running is advancing it. How will you advance something you don't even know? His will. So that prayer, thy will be done, is very important in advancing the kingdom. It is about his will. Thy kingdom come. Please sit down. Thank you. Thy kingdom come. How many people still pray this prayer? It's more about our own will. How many people still pray, thy will be done? Thy will be done. When a young man approaches you, and that's actually the man that God has sent to, and he comes, and then he first of all look up, down, you size it first. Hi. Then you size his prayer life. Then you size his futuristic abilities. You check. This man, the next 10 years, where will he be? Is there a future for me here? Is there a future? Say, Kai, it does not even look like someone that has future. And then you move away. And many of us have missed. You see, he said, this kingdom, still small voice, unseemly things, things that don't look it. That is what the kingdom uses. That is where you will find him. It's not all the time in the flashy things. Not in the big wind. It's not in the large, it's not in the big storm. It's not in the large earthquake that is happening, that you find his voice there. The still small voice. And at that time, he's telling you that the person doesn't even look it. I just thank God for one thing, that I had known the Holy Ghost, and he had trained me to be listening to him small, teaching me how to hear his voice. What he's doing around my life. He didn't tell me anything about America. No, he didn't start. He told me about me first. Because his concern is you first. He will make you. He will deliver you. He will make you before he will send you. So he will work on. Many of us are here for him to work on us first. Some of us, we are in him, but somehow we lost the way. He has brought you here, so that you will align again with his culture, with his kingdom, so that you can advance his kingdom. I remember my service here, NYC. When everybody was, I'm going to post it, I'm going to walk my service. Thank God the Holy Spirit was speaking to me at that time. Had started speaking. See, this Holy Spirit, but you need him all. Without him, you cannot see the road. You can't see the pathway. He says he's the only one that can find that pathway. He said that no lion has treaded upon. No fowl can find it. He's the one. He's the only one in this world that can help us through. It is still small voice that I am with the husband I am today. It was a still small voice. Didn't look it. No, he didn't look it. It was far away from it. That was in my dictionary of days of old. Very, very far. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit walk in my life. He walked on my life to see what he sees. To hear what he hears. To perceive what is in his heart. Yes, we might struggle with it a bit because we are in our human body. But if we can just submit and by faith enter into those things, at the end we will not regret it in Jesus' name. The same thing with my service here. My mom said, my parents said, let's walk your service. Let's walk your NYC to Abuja. I had an uncle there. Oh, everybody will have loved to go to Abuja. It's a big city. I have my uncle. I'll just live in his house. It'll be so easy for me. But that was not the voice I heard. The voice I heard said, where I will lead you, that is where you will go. So I told my parents, I said, please. They had the ability to walk it and out. I said, please, don't walk my service. Wherever God will lead me to. As at the time I was saying this, I didn't know the things I will pass through. I didn't know how lonely I'll be there. I didn't know how that path will be. My heart was beating when I was saying it. Why? Because I was threatened with the story my auntie brought back from Isialangwa in Abia State. That was where I said. I was afraid of that story. She said in the east, you have to walk. They used to eat human beings. I said, God, there are still people like that. He said, and they will tell you spooky stories of how they still saw copper shoe, one shoe. So is it that they ate one shoe and left one shoe? The stories were numerous and scary. But as I was saying that, wherever God send me, I will go. But I was afraid. So it also means that, see, most of them, we are not so bold to do what God has called us to do, but it's by faith. We enter. As we take the first step, he strengthens you. He makes you more bold. He puts upon you. You don't know, maybe that journey is where he has put some weapons down for you. He has put things concerning your destiny, those virtues, some things you will need. You know, some of this is not just money. No, in the world, you don't need. Money is not everything. You need some weapons are virtues. Contentment is even a weapon. Yes. He said that there are women in the Bible. They said some of them rejected. They rejected what? Deliverance. They rejected deliverance. Even when deliverance was offered, but when they looked at it, it was not in the will of God. It's not in the purpose of God. I don't want your deliverance. Some people will say, I'll give you this deliverance. Maybe it's money. You will compromise. Those people, they rejected it. They rather gave themselves to be eaten by lions. Why? For that kingdom to stand. It is on the blood of some of these martyrs that we are here today. That the gospel got to us. Without them standing, it will not reach here. Maybe if it will ultimately reach at the end of the day, maybe it will have delayed. Many will have died in darkness. Hallelujah. A king decides what a kingdom manifests. This kingdom produces citizens like me and you. who reflect what? His culture of the king and manifest the nature of the king. God wants his nature to manifest in each one of us. The word nature in Hebrew is kabod. Means what? Glory. It means the full weight of something. God wants to fill the earth with his nature. That the nature of God that must be you is his glory. His nature is his glory. That's his nature. It's natural. Glory is natural to God. And he wants us to be filled with his nature. So if you look at yourself and look at the nature of God, does it harmonize? Is there a harmony in it? I look at myself today. Is there a harmony between his nature? And he wants to fill me up with his nature. And you know, in filling us with his nature is face by face. He won't just probably pour everything at once. You might not be able to carry it. It's little by little. You will be filled with his nature. It is his trust that we are filled with his nature. Word of God says, the glory of God shall fill the earth. Adam lost the glory of God as a nature of God. That's glory. He lost it when he rebelled. He was the first person that God gave it to. He said, take it. So this glory we're talking about, people should look at us and see what heaven is like. When they look at you, like, okay, this is what heaven is like. There's so much love coming from this woman. Ha! The kingdom of God is her foremost. Wow. This Mary that ran to the grave. She didn't want to leave his side. Are you that woman? Does your nature reflect heaven? Or are you living opposite to what his nature is? It's time to realign yourself. Our disposition, just by our attitude, our disposition, and our lifestyle, we can change others and bring people into the kingdom, even without preaching to them. That's the culture. The culture of heaven. It rules you from here. Hallelujah. It rules you from your heart. Because we worship God in what? Spirit and in truth. The kingdom of God is in our heart. Is in our life. And if it is here and the king is in the center here, he's the center of my universe, the king is here, then his atmosphere in me should be different. The atmosphere around me, the things going on in my life should be different. I cannot be overcome by evil because he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. He must be in the center of your heart, the center of your universe. Religion produces a system. That's what religion does, though. Christianity is not religion. See, Satan is using religion in these last days for Christians so that they will miss heaven. Religion is a system. It's just a system. A system of a list of rules and regulations. A kingdom produces a culture. It doesn't produce a system. A kingdom produces culture. Religion produces systems. Yes. So there's a system of the world. There's a system of religion. But Christianity, a kingdom, produces a culture. That's a lifestyle that is natural. It just comes naturally to you. Nobody has to tell you what you're wearing is off. Right there, the Holy Spirit will rebuke you. There are some things that if I do, the Holy Spirit rebuke me immediately. How can you be? Haba, look at you. Why? Why did you say that to that girl? Is that the way to act? You don't have respect. Go back and apologize. But I'm not the one at fault. She's the one at fault. I said, go back and apologize. And then you struggle. Then he too, he'll be torn. I was like, Holy Spirit, I need you. He just do as if he's doing something else. Holy Spirit, please now. So, okay, I will apologize. Oh, then you go and do it. Don't even know how to say this to yourself. Am I going to say it? This girl, now I'm feeling big. I said, apologize. Sister, I'm sorry, Sha, you know. I didn't really mean, I'm so sorry. In my mind, I don't even know what I did, so that I'm even apologizing. It's the one that's supposed to apologize. Now you're telling me to apologize. Okay, I've apologized. Sorry. And you say, not that way. Apologize from your heart. Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean it. Sorry. If what I said hurt you, I'm really sorry. And the other person, like, some will even feel big, actually. But don't bother about the other person. You have done what that culture has told you to do. Sometimes it will look like he's bringing you down. Don't worry. He's the one who lifts. He said, humble yourself before him. Submit to him. He's the one that will lift you up. You see, those things that make us struggle with is the flesh. So we need to every day. He said, I beat my body to subjection. Ah, apologize. Beat it to subjection. There's a culture. There's a way of doing things. Man of God can be preaching here, and after now, go and fall upon a lady. It's not the culture of our kingdom. So many things have been smuggled into the kingdom. It's not the culture. It rules you from here. You need to allow him. When he comes upon you, when you receive him, he begins to rule your life. That's the best thing that can ever happen to a human being. That you are ruled by God. He's the one that will mold you. Make you become what he wants you to be. You can't be of him if you don't submit to him. He's the one. It's thy kingdom come now. So even in me, thy kingdom come. Let it come in me. Let it come. Let your culture come. That I'll be ruled by your culture, by the way of life of this kingdom, by the constitution, what you are saying. The desire and passion of Jesus was the establishment of a kingdom of God from heaven, here on earth. That was his work. That's what he came to do. He came to bring what? The culture of heaven to earth. Some of us say, if don't you go to heaven, you go to heaven. The culture has come here. You start here. What you start here will ultimately what? Determine where you enter. Whether you will enter heaven or you enter earth. That culture now is what will determine that end. So even as we say, come to Jesus, you also have to introduce them to the culture, to the way of life. They have to drop what they have always known to take up what is the culture of the king and of this kingdom. The purpose of Jesus was the kingdom of heaven, the hearts of men. That's how he wanted to transform, to change them, to change their mindset. Say, because the kingdom of God has come here on earth. You have to change your mind. You have to change your mindset. You have to begin to see it in a different light. It is here already on earth. It has been ruling. It has been our heart. It has been around us. It has been everywhere. We are not waiting for one day when God will blow the trumpet. Right here, he has brought it right here on the earth. And we are to establish that kingdom through his culture right here. And save many others that were already on their way to damnation right here. Right here. The kingdom of God is not an invasion of just an invasion of physical landmass. No. It's about invading hearts. Invading hearts with that culture. The kingdom is not just going to heaven. Jesus rather preached that heaven is coming on earth. That was what he said. He said, heaven is coming here. Where are you running to? It's coming right here. It's already here. Are you living by its precepts? Are you living by its culture? It's already here with us. The Holy Spirit is here. He's already telling us what to do, what not to do. He's ruling from our hearts. Where to go, where not to go. The kingdom of heaven is already here on earth. That was what all that Jesus preached all through was that a kingdom from heaven was coming to earth. And when did it start? Even John the Baptist, he prophesied about it. That kingdom is come. Hallelujah. He said, when you pray, pray according to this. That his kingdom come. Matthew 6, 9 and 10. That's the kingdom on earth. Thy will be done. Thy purpose be done. That is his original purpose. He intended to do that it should be done. That intended purpose of God. He has an intention. Lord, what is your intention about Benue State? What is your original intention about Benue State? When you created Benue State, what was your original intention? Let it come to be. That is thy kingdom come. Here in Benue. When we look at it and look at what God has said, we see so many things are far removed from what he has said. Then you keep praying that his kingdom come in Benue. The kingdom come in your home, in your house, in your family. The original intent. What God desires was to have happen on earth. What is happening in heaven? That is what he desired. He's coming from a place. He knows that place more than you. He knows the beauty of that place. He knows how things work in that place. He knows the culture of that place. And he came to earth to show you what happens in that place. And how the things that happen in that place should also begin to happen here. That is why he came. That's the expansion of his kingdom from heaven here on earth. That was why he came. That is why we are saved. That we'll begin to enjoy the things that are in the heavens here on earth. And when you pray, say, pray that way. Pray that way. Let thy kingdom come. Moses also preached the kingdom. Exodus 19:1-5 is a long story. But God spoke to him and he said, gather the people. I don't want to read the long story. My time is gone. God told him, gather the people. And he also said, and he also gave them instructions about that the kingdom, about the kingdom of God. Say, and unto me, you shall be a what? Kingdom of priests. That's what he told Moses about the people, that there will be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Adam was God's first kingdom on earth. Adam was given a contract by God, which was snatched by Satan. God gave him that contract to expand his kingdom right here on earth, to spread his culture right here on earth. He had already started doing it. No, he said, keep and tend the garden. Tend the garden, keep the garden. It's like, oh, tend the earth, keep the earth, guard the earth. He gave him a contract, but he lost it. Satan came with his slyish ways and collected it. So it's like as if Adam committed treason, gave it to another ruler. And he began to rule. See those that drama that was acted here? Was that? He began to rule over the lives of people because the very person was given to and let it go. He's bringing us back with that power. Bringing us back to that place in Him where He can instruct us, where His culture will exude from us. Our lifestyle will be different. Everything about us will clearly show that heaven has come to the earth. The wisdom that we exude will not be wisdom of the earth, but wisdom from heaven. Even the knowledge will be knowledge from heaven. Jesus. You must have this behind your mind. To be an administrator over the earth is what God has called you to be. To be an administrator. You know what an administrator is? It's the one that organizes, keeps, tends. That is what He has made us as women. In the place of prayer, to watch over our territories, our homes. That is what He has given us the assignment to do. But as you do this behind your mind, you must have John 4:4 behind your mind, that ye are of God, little children. And said, and have overcome them. You have overcome them. You have overcome the world. Because greater is He that is in you that is in the world. It says, until the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And only the violent takes it by force. Only the violent take it by force. He suffers violence. Every time there's something to stand against what God wants to do. By derailing us, distracting us. Those are violence. Only the violent. The things that want to push you away from God, you have to stand against it. You have to be violent with it. That thing that wants to take you back to darkness, you need to fight it so that you will forge on in Him. Only the violent. If you are not violent, you will lose it. He said you will not enter. Only those. He says suffers violent. Only the violent takes it by force. You will press into it. That is it. The kingdom, you have to press into it. You need to press into the culture of the kingdom. You need to say, no, this masturbation, I can no longer. No, it's not part of the culture of the kingdom. It's not part of it. Oh, fornication, it's not part of it. Envy, jealousy, it's not part of it. I need to press, fight against it. Pray against it. So that you can enter. He said only forceful men lay hold of it. Oh, I remember when I was first got married. I thought it was just all about marriage. Oh, it's so beautiful. Ah, I married a man of God. This, that, 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 that. I've come to rest. Oh, I didn't know immediately they were going to transfer my husband to another city. And I was left. I used to sleep long hours because he was there. He's the one praying. He's the one doing it. He's the spiritual man. We will cross our leg. When it's time to cook, I'll cook and give to you. Time to wash your clothes, I can do that. Well, all the rest, you're the man. When he left, demons started visiting me. Oh my God. All kinds of things started coming. I had to call him. I said, see, I don't understand what I'm seeing. I don't understand. I see some strange things. Somebody just appeared to me and was warning me that I was praying. All those times, maybe while he was here, if I still pray, you know, those things happen, you'll have told, hey, don't do like this. Like, well, I wasn't practicing it when he was here. So it's when he had gone. The master had gone. Then the subject was not here. The laborer was laboring. Then something came. Eh? He's not even here. You jump and enter the bed and cover your head. What was that? Then I call, I say, sweetheart, hey, don't understand what I saw. The thing, man, I cannot describe it. And the thing warned me and disappeared. He laughed. Hey, my dear wife, I'm okay. Oh my God. I learned how to pray. I learned how to tarry. I learned how to stand watch because there were nights that if I dare sleep, so now I'll be like this. But my spade is here. I'm just waiting. Oh my God. I learned how to fight. I had children. I need to fight. I need to cover them. I need to also pray and cover my husband right out there in the field. So much. I learned in that place. I learned. Oh my God. The Lord is calling us today to advance His kingdom. Make it a priority until the kingdoms of this world become the kingdom of our God and of His Christ. That is our priority. That is our priority. Yes, Satan brought suffering on women, all kinds of challenges, because he knows the power that you have. Aya. Why is it that at the end of the day, in Genesis, he still went, he still a woman, dealt with the woman. Now we gain for ourselves a curse. But in the midst of it, God still smuggled life. He said, your seed. That was where the deliverance came. Your seed. He said, it will crush the head of the serpent. He said, it will bruise you. She is bruised. Bruise now, won't you go heal? He said, but when I crush your head, it's utterly crushed. You are destroyed forever. Kayaba sakaba dayaka. That is what the deliverance he brought to the woman. Don't just look at it and run with the curse alone. Say the cursed women. No, he still brought deliverance right there, the same scripture. Just move a little bit. You see the deliverance is in the seed. There is power in the seed. There is power in the womb of a woman. Because your womb is a transit place between heaven and earth, between the unseen realm and the seen realm. It's a transit place. It's a place of betting the things that are in the heaven by groaning, by prayer, and prayed out to the earth. That is what he has called us to be. That's what he's calling us as women into. Jesus, have mercy. Oh, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Oh, I feel His presence here tonight. Can we just rise up? Hi, it's a kingdom advancement. Can you pray tonight? Can you pray tonight? Can you pray tonight? Oh Lord, I give up myself as a transit way. I give up myself as a highway from heaven to earth. I give up myself. I want your culture. I want your culture. I want your way of life. I want to live by what you stand for. Aya, kaide bero satayataba. Jatata. Manda Satada. There's so much God is releasing unto us. Even tonight. Even tonight. He's already started releasing it. Even from the beginning of this meeting. He had already said, while the drama was going on, he was already giving mantles of prayer to people. Mantles of intercession. Keyendo sotai pakadia sate. This is the trust of the kingdom. It is bringing that kingdom from heaven. Right here on earth. No, it's not until I go to heaven. It's right here. It is right here. Right here. Right here. Expanding His kingdom everywhere I go. Kabara satata. I put my hand on the floor and I will not turn back. Librendo satata. There's so much He wants to endue us with power. But I tell you this power, because He told me He's going to endue women with power. Even in this first day. But I tell you, this power, you cannot receive it if you have not given your life to Christ. If you have not given yourself to His kingdom, if you have not given yourself to Christ, you cannot be endued with this power. No, He will not give you the trust of His kingdom. He will not give you the trust of His kingdom. He will not give you. And so I want, as many of you who say, I want to go by this kingdom culture. I want to know Christ. I've not really known Him. I've not really known Him. Maybe I was born to a Christian home somehow. But somehow along the way, I went my own way. But somehow, providence has brought you right here. Kabara satatai, where women are forged. Ayata sakababa. If you are right there in the crowd and you have not given your heart to Jesus, Jesus. Oh, I want you to put your hand on that heart. Put your hand on that heart if you have not given it to Jesus. Put your hand on that heart because He wants to invade that heart. He wants to invade you. There's something He wants to do. He wants to do in your life. If you have not given Him your life, I want you to put your right hand on your chest, on your heart, and put your left hand up as a signifying your surrender. Signifying your surrender. Put your left hand up. I want to pray with you tonight, honestly, because there's a great thing that God wants to do, and He has brought you here for such a time as this. Oh, if you are bold, just take that bold step. Take that bold step and come and meet me right here in front. Come and meet me. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Oh yes, you want to give your heart to Him. You say, no, I'm tired of running this rat race. I want to run the right race. I want to run the right race. I want to run the race that will ultimately make me yours forever. Oh, this is the time. Oh yes, He's calling you. He's calling you. There's a call. It's a clarion call. You cannot be part of those who are advancing His kingdom if you don't know Him. No. You cannot be. There's no shortcut. No, there's no shortcut. There's no backyard. No, there's no backyard. It is that you know Him or you don't know Him. Say, you cannot be lukewarm. No. If you are lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. You cannot be here today and there. No. You need to come right now because the power of God is readily available. Oh, the call is still there. He's calling. Oh, will you hear His call? Is speaking to you right now in a still small voice. Say, go. Don't harden your heart. Don't harden your heart, because on that last day, He will say, I don't know you. Aya, kaibe sundi, ailara sakababadia sakede, jatata brakosiatata. Oh, I know that you're still there. You're still there because it's telling me you are still there. You're still there. You're still there. That lady, you're still there. Oh, this is an opportunity. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. Aya, Jesus, from a slave girl, Esther, became a leader, became a deliverer. This is what He wants to transform and turn us into. But there must be salvation. You must know Him as your personal Lord and Savior. Oh, Jesus, I'm still waiting. The call is still ringing in my ear. It's still ringing in my ear. If you're still there, please, I need you to come out. I need you to come out. Let this train not pass you by. The train is moving. Let it not pass you by. Come. Just come. Come. There's a call. Come. He calls you. There's a call. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. There's a call. Oh, Jesus. I lay my life before you, Lord. I give you everything. I lay my life before you. I like you who are out here in front. Begin to speak to Jesus. He's here live. I lay everything. The first thing you're going to do is begin to renounce those things that you have done that you know is not in His culture. All those things. Oh, fornication, adultery, anything, you know it. He rules us by our heart. His word is in the center of our heart, and He rules us from there. You want to begin to renounce everything. Cry out to Him. He's a Savior. He's your Savior. He's here with salvation as a package for you. Jesus. Kababa Shata. Oh yes. Renounce everything. If there are even covenants, it's time to renounce every covenant you have made. And even the ones people have made on your behalf. You want to renounce it all. Oh Jesus. You are talking to a king. You are talking to the one who is able to remove, to wash away sins. There's an attitude to it. There's an attitude to it. It's an attitude of solemnity. You are solemn before Him because you have moved away from Him. But you are coming back. Cry to Him. Submit to God. Submit to Him. Submit to the Holy Spirit, even right now. Pray, 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 pray. Talk to Him. Say, Lord, I am home. I return. I return. I return. I return. I return. Thank you, Jesus. If you're praying this prayer, you want to pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I give you my heart. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my body. Are you saying after me? I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my body. I repent of every sin that I have ever committed. You can name the sins before Him. I repent of this. I repent of this. Repent right now. He's right here. You are not giving your life to me. It is to King Jesus, who is in the center of the kingdom. Ask Him to wash you white as snow, to wash your garments, that He will cleanse you from within. From inside out. Lord, cleanse me with your precious blood. Make me white as snow. Put upon me your spirit, that I may be able to walk powerfully in your kingdom culture. In Jesus' name. I want you to know one thing, because I need to introduce you to the Holy Spirit. You give your life to Jesus, you're baptized. The Holy Spirit comes upon you. The Holy Spirit is not a thing. Some people say something told me. The Holy Spirit is not a thing. The Holy Spirit is the anointing upon us as believers. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So He is not the gift. No. He's a person. He's not the gift in itself. The gift is the power that He imparts upon you. That is what it is. The power He imparts, He said, the gift of the Holy Ghost is the power He will give you as a gift. The gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Put your hands upon your children. Let your spirit come upon them. Let your spirit come upon them. Let your spirit come upon them. Shata kamba seketete. Ikada sadile bredon shatatai. Makande zete di abaranda lata kamba. As one of you, God is calling to be an apostolic prophetess. You are among these people right here. Jateke barasandaya. Lord, let your power rest upon that one woman right now. Let it rest. Let it rest. Let it rest. Hayatakaba. Hey! Shataka. Makaria siete kebedia. Roka binde shaya. Oh Jesus, I feel the fire of God on my right hand right now. Let your fire begin to rest upon these ones who have come before you. They have given their lives to you. Now they must walk according to your culture. Leave behind the systems of the world, the culture of the world, and enter into your culture. Lord, release your power upon them, O God, that they may walk blamelessly before you to the end of time. In the name of Jesus. Lord, release your power upon them. Release your power upon them. Release your power upon them. I will just lay my hand upon you quickly. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Release your power. Yes, I feel that fire. Rakababa siya takande. Jata tatonde kolia satata. Makande sudia. Yes, he's releasing strength. He's releasing strength. He's releasing strength. He's releasing strength. Mande satata. The power to overcome sin. The power to say no. Akande so de ashatata. Rakababa. Oh yes, the power to put your hands on the floor and not turn back. Aikabata, aikababaya, jata nizunde, rakaba baba baba, jata ta brother. Thank you, Jesus. Please, if you look that way, you will see someone who will, he'll just talk to you briefly. Please, just go that way. I still have a few things to do before I'm out of your way. Jesus, help me. Jesus, took away my book. Jesus. Jesus. Can we rise up? Can we rise up? Can we rise up? There's an atmosphere here tonight. Yakaba baba baba. Jalara kaba baba. Jatatata. Akabara sata. Yes. Jati predosia kabara da no satai. Rakaba baba baba sandi. Aya, aya, aya. Rakaka kabanda. Rakaka kabanda da siata kandi. La de sodia cabrinde de ketolianda shata. You want to pray? Lord, put your hand upon me. Put your hand upon me. Put your hand upon me tonight. Put your hand powerfully upon me. Mandasio se shedebedo siatatai. Yes, cabanda shata. I rebuke every foul spirit in this room tonight. Ayaka, ayaka. I feel a fire on my right hand. I feel a fire on my right hand. I resist every serpent and every scorpion that is walking over time in the lives of women right now. Ayata rakabaragiata kai rekedebredosiata taya nesetosiata kai. That fire has come. It has come. It has come. It has come to free you. Ayata sata from the power of witchcraft. Nesetete. I see things, living people that have been planted by witchcraft. And so siata kabrando siate kenedilia shalada. Rakababa baba baba diasakabai. Akondia sondia kile predosia tata. Apa kabarada diasakaredia. Kalara satata. Arakabadwa satata. Arakabadwa satata. Can you pray? Pray, 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 pray. There's an intensity that we must get to this night. Rasato Shiatata. Rakabada Yasta da 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 da. I see that serpent moving is resisting someone here tonight. There's a serpent that has been resisting your life. I cut it down tonight. I cut it down. I cut it down. I cut it down. You woman. You woman. You woman. Ayayayayayaya. Karasiat wakaradia segeneria. Marakabranda siat wakata siadaredia. Akovia swata kiri edezene. I rebuke you. I rebuke you. I rebuke you. You foul spirit. You foul spirit from the waters. I rebuke you. I rebuke you. I rebuke you. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Ah. Karasiata tabranda sakata brandwa shata. Akabranda shata. Oh, I release the power of God tonight. I release it upon you. I release it upon you. That fire has come upon someone here. Akaba, there's a release from the waters. It has held you bound for so long. Atende konden keden de keriata brando ashatai. Akabra kabanda sakabranda da da da. The power of God is going to hit women here tonight. It's hitting you. Ah, ushers, help me. Ushers, help me. Ay, 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 ay. There's a woman's life that must be turned around tonight. Mande swaka tile. Aya. 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 Aya kabradwa sharaya. Rakabararia. Oh. Nakabrande sofia kabrandadia. Rakabararia. Lord, release. Release, release, release them, release them, release them from the stronghold of witchcraft. Release them from the stronghold of my spirit. Akabanda sakabanda, akabanda sakabanda, akoria swata kabandia de segereria. Jakabababa. Jesus, 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 Jesus. That woman must be free. She must be free tonight. She must be free tonight. That is why the Lord brought you here. To be free from their struggle. From their struggle. From their struggle. Out. 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 In the name of Jesus. Kalara sakata yatakaba. Raka kabananda. You saw a serpent resisting you, standing like against you as we started this prayer. If you saw suddenly, your eyes were open and there was a serpent resisting you, I want you to come out. We need to cut it off. Your life must be free. That's the way I will identify this group of people. If you saw while we're praying, you just saw suddenly a serpent. Shut up. Like it was rebuking you. One of you, it even spoke to you. It even spoke to you. There are more than two. There are more than two. Shatata. Kila brasaka baba baba. I'm waiting for you. Your deliverance is right here. Hakaba baba saria. Jekete bredosia tata. Any of you did he speak to you? Do you hear a voice?
I saw something like a serpent. Then I felt as if something touched me and then I fell down.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, shaba ba 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 ba. Shalaraka ba 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 ba. Can we put our hands to them? Stretch your hands and pray for these ones. There must be a deliverance, total deliverance tonight. Total. Total from the stronghold of my spirit. For some of you, it's in your lineage. It's so strong. Must leave you tonight. There's deliverance here. Oh, shakabas kabide satire. Pray, 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 pray. Don't pray like people who aya kaile de suka papai rakata pata 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 ta rekebedo siata kambride zeketeya rakabide sonia. Lord, I resist and I rebuke every strange foul spirit from the water sky tata agakata rakata balata ta. Akata matata livailung kayata karadia kabaila. Every struggle that caught you up, in the name of Jesus, I set you free. Ayata, in the name of Jesus, I set you free. 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 Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Karadwa shaka brende segedia. I cut it off from you. Maraka baba. Arakababa,
Rakabanda, Rakada, Rakabaradia, Rakabaradia. Oh, I rebuke your foul spirit. I rebuke your foul spirit from the waters. You have no hold over her life. Jesus has set her free. Come out! Come out! Ah! You serpent, I scream. Leave her! Leave her! Leave her! I cut you off. Take your loan. Take your property. And leave. Leave with every deposit of darkness that you have deposited on their lives. Leave in the name of Jesus. Maragada. Leave in the name of Jesus. Akara Sararia. Dayakara. Masrata. Kalarakapa. I set you free. Atesara. I rebuke every deposit of darkness, every serpentine deposit that has limited your life this far. Tonight, you are free. You are set free. In the name of Jesus, the fire of God comes upon you. Burn, burn, burn every chaff. Burn every deposit of darkness. Burn it from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Ayasaka branda sakada. Rakabababababa. I rebuke. Every deposit of darkness, I cut off. I rebuke right now. I rebuke. Take your load and go. Kaileke brindes nekete yata. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn every deposit. Every deposit that has been planted by darkness. Be burned right now. Right now. Right now. Ya! Kaya! Rasaya tokaba. I burn. Every deposit, the fire of the Holy Ghost, burn every deposit of darkness, every deposit. Kalanya Sakaba, I rebuke you, you foul spirit from the waters. Set up. Jesus sets you free right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Right now, right now. Yes, I see you coming out. There's one of you are coming out. I see you thrown out of the water, and everything that has to do with your destiny was thrown out. Quiet, adiato kabranda satatai, kabranda sakatai, adiabranda sakatai, rakabababa, rakabanda sadia shate. Yes, 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 yes. Every limitation that has been caused, ayate iakodia sakabababaya, rakabababa. I lose the hold. I lose the hold. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A fire is burning one of you's feet. One of you, your feet is burning. Because there's a chain there. There's a spiritual chain. Mande Sonia. Ah, that person is still in the congregation. There's a chain that is burning right now. Your feet is burning with fire. Kambendo siatata. Anada sata. Jesus sets you free tonight. Ayeko bada siata. Every limitation is broken. Every limitation is broken. Aya. Kalarabada shalaba. Rakabadaya. Rakabadaya. I see witchcraft attack on someone. There has been serious witchcraft attack. Witchcraft attack on your life. Tonight you are set free. Kayata ikarasia to shkadaria sagatai. Aparasia to kariate sagatai. Woo! Kayete. Yes, yes, yes. The Lord is destroying every arrow of witchcraft that has been thrown to anyone here. Kabra dasane and desegeria. Kabababababa. There's someone here. Your infirmity was from an arrow of witchcraft. Then right now, the fire of God is coming upon you to burn up that arrow, the effect of that arrow, the effect of that arrow. Right now, wherever you are, I want you to lift your hands up. Witchcraft has been working over time in the lives of people. La broske bede satabadania, rakabido sonte shila branda sania. Lord, who is that one? Now that arrow was sent, and that infirmity has lingered in her body. Lord, let your fire come upon her right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
to remove every deposit, every arrow. Cabrosia take the shatter. Mande soko bakatiale de sonte. Jekete brendos ya tua kabada. Rakaba baba. Yes, kaba. Can we hold our hands together? Quickly, quickly, quickly. Hold your hands together. Hold your hands together. Karakaba baba baba. Rakaba baba rakaba. Want to pray against infirmities, because I'm just seeing them hanging. Some of them don't want to go. Say tonight, every infirmity, you cannot come in contact with the kingdom and remain. The kingdom is right here in our midst, and we say no. We say no to the works of Satan in our bodies. Lord, I rebuke every spirit of infirmity in the lives of your women right now. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Every foul spirit of diseases, of sicknesses, I rebuke you. Leave their bodies. Leave their bodies. Can you pray one accord? Aya, pray in one accord. Pray in one accord. It is the prayer of unity. The prayer of unity that heaven hears. Aya tata. Is it blood disease? Aya kosia tata. I rebuke every blood disease, every bone condition. Aya kensiata. Foul spirits of the ear causing deafness. Foul spirits of the eyes causing blindness. Patwa kanye sekete. Rakaba radia tata brakadaya. Rakaba. Aya. I'm seeing infirmities in the form of spirits living. They're living bodies. Woo! Ayayayayaya. Karaswaka tebi ambrende sekete. Rakabandia sekete. Rakabandia sekete. Live in the name of Jesus. Every pain in the head, pain in the back, be gone in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just put your hand where you feel that infirmity. Put your hand where you feel that infirmity is gone in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, be gone in the name of Jesus. Blood diseases, be gone in the name of Jesus. Jesus, pile, be gone in the name of Jesus. Tumors in the breast, be gone in the name of Jesus. Tumors in the abdomen, be gone in the name of Jesus. Cancer's growths, be gone, dry up right now in the name of Jesus. Lakata satata, rakata satata, kaila branda sakata. Oh yes, thank you. Shut up. Thank you, Jesus. It's brooding here right now. I've seen people delivered from sicknesses and diseases. I've seen chains break, snap, broken, snap open. I'm seeing doors break loose. Kate, manda shut. I'm seeing padlocks open on their own accord. Aka brisco pata ike prakos kapai atandasa konde sedai. I see things that rivers and waters have swallowed up. Vomita ayate satata rakwata saidia sata. I see where witchcraft have hidden your stars have been released. There's a release. Ayayayaya. Woo! Karada swata kambai karada skadaria. Rakabababa. Jatatata. Oh Jesus. Karada barabara. Jata brakababa. Yes, Lord, I release your power. I release your power upon your women tonight. As they have tarried in this place, I release your power. There's the last fire. There's a fire. It has already started on someone right there. At the back. I see that fire. It's burning from the back. Latwa katatai. Rakapala tatatai. Rakabala diatatai. Masyatatai. You want to say, Lord, I will not live here the same. No. That fire must go back with me. Ayadosata. Assurance. Must go back with me. Akonya sendian de sakabada diai. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, shatatata. We say no to you. No to your works and no to your plans. no to your works. We say no to you. Satan, be gone. We say no to you. No to your works and no to your plans. No to your works. We say no to you. Satan, be gone. We say no. Jesus. No. You need to be aggressive and say, Satan, no. Nobody says no to Satan smiling. You say no. You have to be an aggressive lioness for Satan to turn back. Turn back. Turn back away. You say, leave my family. Leave my children. Leave my community.
We say no to you. No to your works and no to your plans. No to your works. We say no to you. Satan, be gone. We say no. We say no. We say no. The kingdom of God must advance. Ayaya. Karaka bababa. Shaka kabanda shaka baba. No, 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 no. Shaka brada shaka. Haraka badwanya. Shaka jabrada shaka. Kaba kaba. No, no, no. No to Satan in Benue State. No to Satan in Benue State. No to Satan in Benue State. No to Satan in Nigeria. No, 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 no. We say no. You have no place. You have no place in my family. You have no place in my home. You have no place in my community. You have no place. Kaba baba. Raka baba baba baba. Raka baba baba. Rasha kabriya da shata. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Can you appreciate the Lord for tonight? Just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You want to appreciate the word. You want to appreciate, oh, the King tonight. Because of you, I see your village turning around. Some communities are receiving deliverance because of you. Because today you came here. And as you go back, oh Jesus, that culture is going back with you. The kingdom is in your heart. It's going back with you. The Holy Ghost have smuggled the kingdom in your heart. And it's going back with you everywhere. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for empowerment tonight. Thank you for deliverance, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your showers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you in Jesus. Jesus' mighty, mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. I want to pray for all our birthday. I'll call our pastor to pray for all.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.